Everybody, welcome to the very last super podcast episode for 2011. I am your awesome host, Super Marcy, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the terrible Australian, Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede.
Hello, Marcy. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I had a really enjoyable time over Christmas. Spent a lot of time with family and friends, and ate tons of food, and I can tell you right now, Marcy, I will not be eating for the next few weeks.
Awesome, you'll starve.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I am so chock full of food that I'm like a bear, I can hibernate for the rest of summer now.
Yeah, oh, okay, well, that's good. I actually did not overeat over Christmas. I went away, saw the family, drank some booze. It was all booze.
I had tons of booze, too.
Yeah, I went to the beach. I think the day I left was when I ate the most food, and I felt sick after eating so much. And it wasn't even that much, really. It's just my body just doesn't handle large amounts of food.
Hmm. Well, I can't handle large amounts of food now, unfortunately.
Yes, well, get on the exercise.
I will.
Work it off. Go round up some sheep and catch kangaroos or whatever you country folks do.
We chase chickens, Marty.
We'll go chase some chickens.
We go chase chickens and we fight snakes.
All right, we'll go chase chickens, fight snakes. And capture some kangaroos.
I do. I box kangaroos in my spare time.
Do you? Are you like the Russell Crowe of the outback?
Indeed.
Do you go boxing around the outback with Bede?
I go fighting around the world. I go around with my friend Tugger.
Tugger? Do you go like, this is not a knife, that's not a knife, this is a knife?
Indeed, and then I just punch him in the face. I fight kangaroos and koalas and wallabies.
Wallabies, is that why they're like almost extinct?
You know why wallabies, Marcy, are much smaller than kangaroos?
Because you beat them up.
Well, I knocked them over the head so hard that they actually shrank down to the side.
You are a cruel man.
I'm more terrified than Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I'm going to send the animal rights activists your way. You can deal with those crazies.
I will. I will punch him in the face and be fighting around the world.
Awesome. So, anyway, enough about the private lives of Bede. we have a couple of guests who have been regulars over the year. And it was only fitting that we get, a couple of guests for our last episode of the year. So we'll welcome them one at a time. And first we'll welcome back Mr. Nick Bosworth, who hasn't been on the show for a little while, and I'm sure he's excited to be back. So welcome back, Nicky.
I was going to say Nicky Boz,
but that didn't work, so yeah.
Marcia, you've forgotten my name. I'm very disappointed.
Sean Connery.
Oh, hi, Sean
Connery is here. Since you've forgotten my name, I might as well step in. So, very good to be back. Anyway. I can't remember the last time I was on, to be honest with you.
I don't remember either.
I've been on quite a few podcasts, but over the last few months, been pretty busy, and everybody's been really busy. But really happy to be back, and especially signing off the big old 2011.
That is true.
It has been an insane year of school and graduation and job and personal life and holy shit.
Holy shit balls. Yep. It's been pretty crazy.
And Marcy forgetting my name. And
yeah, I was going to say Nickaboz, but then I like softened
up. Ichabod.
Ichabod Crane is here.
Nickaboz Crane.
Nickaboz Crane.
I'll work with that.
Anyway.
That's my name.
Well, yes. Anyway, Nick is not the only guest. We also have another guest who actually debuted on the podcast earlier this year. and he has been back many times since. So we will please welcome back Lugan J. Fowler McFly. I don't know. I just decided to add it.
Luigi.
I added the Logan? McFly because I was thinking of Michael J. Fox, Lugan J. Fowler. Maybe I'll just call him Lugan J. Fox.
Or Luigi J. Fowler McFly
Fox. We'll just call him Luigi.
Let's call him Frank. I don't know. Something.
Let's, I don't know. Let's call him Shirley.
Where does that come from?
Nobody likes being called Shirley.
Sorry.
Hopefully
anyway,
he's
hi
there.
Meow, meow.
Oh, hi, meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
He just wants to be called meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Meow, mix, please deliver.
What's a meow, meow?
It's Thor's hammer.
It's in his
what
pants.
Is the hammer?
Meow, meow.
It's Kat Dennings trying to be funny.
Yes.
Yeah. It took my iPod. You know what? It's okay.
Who cares? Nobody cares that they took
your iPod. You're not the real love interest in this movie anyway.
So it's like, shh, be quiet.
We just like your boobs.
Please it's show true. More of them.
It's
we
true.
Just like your boobs.
Boobs.
She was actually proud to have leaked photos online. Or did she leak them herself? I can't remember.
I don't know. Maybe she leaked them herself.
She's brilliant.
I don't know. With hands like that, I'd leak them too.
It's not fear of all time.
More
anyway, thanks for having me on the podcast.
You're very welcome.
Ladies and germs.
You're very welcome.
Glad to be back. I think the last one I did was The Walking Dead.
Yes, we did the mini
not
episode.
Not too long ago.
A show I have yet to start watching. Don't hurt me.
We'll try not to.
You're in Canada.
I swear to you, I'm so behind on TV shows. I've, like, Community, Walking Dead, Boardwalk Empire, Game of Thrones, all of them. I haven't started watching any of them.
You have plenty of time to catch up on Community because it's now shelved for a...
Is it 100% shelved?
For right now, yeah. So you have... That would be the... Well... That one you could probably just wait. You could put to the end of the pile.
Okay, I thought it was going to be like, is it going to be like Chuck, where they're just going to, you know, bring it back all of a sudden?
I got no idea.
I mean, for the fans, I hope so, because the last few episodes before they went off the air were, well, not to say that every episode of Community isn't really good, but the last two especially. I mean, any show that makes fun of Glee instantly wins my favoritism.
Excuse me, but Glee is awesome, and I will not take that.
That's right, Bede. Yeah. Let Bede have his show.
Excuse me, Nick, I like Glee as well, Nick, shut up.
Yes, Bede? Yes, Bede?
You know what this sound is?
Can I finish?
What are you trying to say there, Bede?
I'm saying, do you know what this sound is? You know what that sound was?
Yeah, that's me slapping you.
No, that was me slapping you, bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bede, that was an epic fail.
For those who don't know, a couple weeks ago, I made fun of Moulin Rouge really bad, and... Bede's been, I've been on Bede's death list ever since.
Yeah, you know you're going to wake up one day and you'll just find yourself in hell.
I told him I love Chicago. I love the rest of them. That movie, I just don't get it.
It's because I don't know. You don't, man. I'll forgive you one day, but not right now. I'm still angry.
You love me, Bede, admit it.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe you guys will just find yourself married one day.
Guys,
right,
just get a room, okay?
Let's go, Bede. Let's get a room.
Yeah, go for
that'd
it.
Be just less.
That'd be gross.
But anyways. Anyway, shall we get on with the show?
That's what I was going to say. Let's move right along before things get even more awkward.
Yes, all right. Let's take a look back at our year of podcasting. Starting with the first episode we did in 2011... which was episode 53. We're now on episode 80-something, which was on the 7th of January, so this was like a whole week.
My birthday!
Yeah, oh wow, yeah.
That's true, but I wasn't part of it.
No, it took us like a whole week into the new year to do a podcast, and this was our wrap-up for 2010, where we had Sam and AJ... And I remember, I think we talked about, like, I think we did our top fives or something.
Yeah.
And there was, like, Social Network, Inception, 127 Hours, and Animal Town, Animal Kingdom.
I thought you were going to say Animal Sex.
I do remember that we had some really interesting and good conversations. I think we all, like, cried about Toy Story 3 and stuff like that.
And how AJ was, like, heartless because he didn't like the movie. No, just kidding. He liked the movie, but not as much as
we did. Not as much as we did, yeah.
Yeah. But we had our, like, also top three worst ofs of the year as well, and I went on, like, an epic rant on all three of my movies.
Yeah, I think I said Legion was, like, my most hated movie of that year.
God, what a piece of shit that was.
That really was.
Holy fuck.
And much like we're going to do this year, we did a two-part show with, I'm going to get the name wrong of the podcast.
The Reels, Racks, Records, and Rants podcast.
Yes, we did two-part preview show, which we'll be doing again this year with those guys. And I'm pretty sure, like, back then, I was like, I'm not excited to see X-Men and all this other crap. Wow, how things changed.
Indeed.
Yeah, I do remember that we were laughing about Colin Farrell in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, because I mentioned that he had, like, a really balding head, and you didn't believe until I showed you that photo.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And I think that, like, I said something really mean about you because you disconnected. And it referred back to
a terrible joke about me.
Yeah, it referred back to a certain Eat, Pray, Love podcast.
Oh, God, not that one.
That was really funny. I think I even shocked Kafka and Matches with my joke.
I know, you shocked me, Marcy.
You didn't know what it was till you listened to it.
Indeed, you couldn't tell me until I heard it on the show.
That was funny. Weeks. That was really funny.
It's away for 2 weeks from the show after that.
Yeah, because after that, I did, I think, Pat, who hasn't been on for ages, and Kopka, we did, like, a sequel talk podcast. Mm-hmm. And I remember we talked about, like, The Dark Knight Rises. I'm just looking at the pictures. I remember we talked about Aliens, Speed 2, Lost World, Highlander movies. It was pretty fun. And that was when Australia had been hit with floods and stuff.
Yeah.
Which was kind of sad. And I think I had input from people on what their favourite sequels were.
I sent an email saying what
my but I think I got it too late, so.
No, you had it on the show.
Oh, did I? Oh, okay, cool.
I think it was halfway during the show where I said.
Oh, yeah, it might have been, actually. And then we did our first commentary of the year, which was for Mortal Kombat, which was me, you, Pat, and Nick.
That was hilarious.
It was Australians versus Canadians. Who will win in Mortal Kombat?
Canadians.
Australians.
I just had to laugh how I, because I actually was listening to that episode today. I just had to laugh how I just kept referring to Liu Kang's hair looking like Tommy Wiseau's.
I remember that Pat kept going on about Iron Chef jokes. Iron Chef. That was funny.
And me, like, trying to do my freaking horrible Christopher Lambert impression.
The tournament.
That's why you left the temple.
That's why you left the temple and ran away, isn't it?
And you just made, like, I'm gonna like find Diane Lane throughout the whole episode.
That was funny.
Hello, baby. It's Kano. Yeah, baby. I love that guy.
And I'm pretty sure I spent that whole podcast going, oh, I'm so in love with Johnny Cage. But anyway.
Who doesn't love Johnny Cage?
Why look like your travel agent?
Because of 500 jealous glasses, asshole. I think
we're all, like, drooling over Bridget Wilson.
Yeah. Anyway, after that, we did the pre-Oscar show, which was fun. I don't remember what the fuck we talked about. And then 55 was a Valentine's Day special. Now, who the fuck did we have on this show? I'm going to look it up.
It was myself, Nick, and I think...
we had Maximo.
We
had Maximo on that show.
Well, I met this past weekend.
You did too.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's a Moulin Rouge photo.
Wait, what did we do? We talked about the Super Bowl trailers.
Yeah.
And
that was good.
Yeah, we talked about our favorite, like, romantic movies, and I think, like, The Loved Ones and True Romance came up.
I know. Very talented romance movies. I think I was the only one who had, like, the most traditional, like, romance movies out of all of us, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, as a man, I wanted to choose ones that were not traditional.
Yeah.
Lots of blood and swearing. And
yeah. Whatever. And I think...
That's romance.
I think we also talked about movies that made us cry as well in that episode.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember.
Was it? I thought that was a different one.
Oh, it might have been
Shit. Maybe we did a different one, but I'll go through the list.
Like, I remember, like, admitting, like, Armageddon or whatever made me tear up, but I didn't... Probably. I didn't think it was that episode. Maybe it was.
We'll have a look. We'll go through the list. The next podcast was Why Haven't You Seen Part 2, Electric Boogaloo, which we did again with AJ and Sam. And I think that's when, like, AJ recommended all these really cool movies, and I still haven't seen them.
Yep.
Which was, like, Cast a Deadly Spell and some other ones.
And I think most of my picks were all from the year 2007.
Yeah, I think so. That might be worth listening to again.
Yeah, and Sam actually talked about Love Exposure, which I actually did get around to watching. I'll talk about that one a bit later.
Yeah. So, yeah, the next episode I called Ice Ice Baby because that was when I had the Vanilla Ice dream.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. That's all I remember from that. I think we did, like, impressions and shit. And that
impressions and just talked about, like, recent movies. I talked about Skyline. How I felt like the aliens in that movie looked like giant vaginas.
They probably were giant vaginas.
It's a sky gina.
I talked about Blue Valentine and how I was obsessed by Ryan Gosling's hair in that movie.
Yeah.
Because it looks so weird.
Yeah, that's true.
That man just looks weird. There's something about him. It works so perfectly in Drive.
He's hot. Anyway.
He's completely normal, but completely weird at the same time.
We did our post-Oscar show, which I think we actually had Randy on for that show with his really cool accent. I can't remember what the hell we talked about, but yeah.
That's basically what we liked and didn't like about the show. And
I think I was just like, oh my god, all my picks should have been the correct ones. And then after we did, I think it's because I went away and we did the holiday vacation film podcast with Kopka. And we found really bad vacation photos. There's like a link to it on the page. And I think we had, like, all sorts of, like, weird picks, like, I think I said Hostel or something stupid.
Yeah.
And, like, I think you picked Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah, and Troll 2.
Yeah, Troll 2. I think we, like, made up, like, all these, like, this counts as, like, a holiday movie.
But well, Troll 2 was a holiday.
Yeah, it was. They did. They went away. That's true.
I started Kupka again with a by awful pick for that one. It was like...
Yeah, that's like an ongoing tradition. And then I think the following week we had Matches on and we talked about comic book movies of the 90s. And I think we just went on and on and on about, especially like Batman, because then I remember Harrison wrote like this fucking essay about what we talked about.
Yeah.
Which was funny. That was a really good podcast. I wouldn't mind, like, listening back to it again. Hopefully this won't take too much long because we're just wrapping up. We did 61. We had Jake on the show. And we talked about trailers. And this was a really funny podcast.
Yeah, it was a really good one.
We talked so much shit on this podcast. And this might have been when you were doing the whole Morgan Freeman thing, because there's a picture of you as Morgan Freeman.
That was when Morgan Freeman started to take over the show.
Yes, that would have been. 62 saw the debut of Fowler.
Enter the Logan.
Yeah.
Enter the Fowler.
This was when I did that, the picture from Back to the Future.
Yes. I was... apparently having incest with Marcy because she was the picture of my mother. Yes. A.K.A. Leah Thompson, a.k.a. Bede was George McFly.
Picture just looks so wrong.
Oh, Bead looks rough.
Oh.
Screw you. Looking at the camera, that's fourth wall.
I do remember this podcast had Bead talking about, I don't know why, I think it might have been his horrible pick. Was Vin Diesel getting bitten by a duck?
Yes.
No. This was when Bead changed my life because he told us that Top Secret changed his life.
Yes.
And that's something that I'll ever forever associate with Bede, is the movie Top Secret changing his life. So ever when I think about Top Secret, I think of Bede.
Yeah, and he still did not get it signed by Val Kilmer.
That Bede, I'm
slapping. I was too scared to, because I thought he might slap me in the face.
You should have like been all like, this changed my life, thank you.
You should have been like, Nick.
Are you okay?
Anyway, there's for some reason there's a picture of Beta Samuel L. Jackson on that podcast.
Hey, you get your hands.
I think it might have been like a Samuel L. Jackson impression or something on during the show. I suppose
probably could have been.
I talked about Pulp Fiction.
No, maybe
Which podcast did I can't remember, Beat, which one we started quoting Pulp Fiction?
Oh, no, that was like. That was just like on an after the show thing. It wasn't.
Yeah, that was just one day on Skype. Yeah.
That's right. I was like, oh shit, I wish we recorded that.
Yeah. After that, we did the Scream podcast where we talked about all the Scream movies, and I don't remember a thing about that podcast.
Except I called Lisa
soft. Then after that.
Scott reference.
Well, you're so soft.
Then after that, we did the Kurt Russell podcast, which had a billion people on it, and it was really hilarious.
That was an awesome podcast. It was chaotic, but it was so great.
It was pretty funny. After that, I did a podcast on sci-fi where Bede couldn't join us. So I had AJ fill in, and then I had a former colleague from another site join us. And I think AJ, again, just threw out some bizarre fucking sci-fi movie that I have not been able to track down. 65 was Marty McFly in the Temple of Toys.
Oh, that was so much fun.
That was an awesome podcast. That was where we had Harry Action Jackson join us for the podcast. And we talked about the trilogy. So we had the Back to the Future, Toy Story, and Indiana Jones, because we refuse to accept that there's a fourth movie in that series.
Well, then, that's your loss, Marty.
I've been trying to convince people that it is a more than worthy sequel of the original trilogy.
Nope.
It's two against two here.
Yeah.
Well, then,
stand with me, friend.
Well, not unless you're me, because I don't count Temple of Doom as part of the series, to be honest.
Okay, all three of us. Kill Bede.
Yes. By the way, even though this is, like, unrelated to Bede's terribleness, we had a really cool podcast poster that had Harry as Marty, you as Doc, and me as the teacher. What a name. That was cool. This also gave birth to our Poopy Skulls reference.
Yes. Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Crystal and the Poopy
the
Skull.
Clara?
And after that,
sent me a letter.
You sent me a letter.
After this, we got to May, where me, Bede, and Fowler talked about Thor.
Thor.
I'm really surprised that Thor was not as well received as I thought it would be.
I think it was pretty well received.
I thought it was pretty well received.
If you scroll around on MFC, a lot of people really just, like, they really just kind of thought.
Yeah, but they're stupid.
Like
I said on the show, I did enjoy the film, but I felt it had a lot of flaws in it, though. But that's just...
That's because you're an asshole.
No. See, that's your reasoning.
That was
This is we'll get to another point, but this is not the first time that Marcy...
You're an asshole.
But by the way, this was the podcast where Logan finally got to see No Retreat, No Surrender.
Yeah.
Best movie ever.
I'm not a child.
I'm not a child.
What are you, darling?
Yes, apparently on this Thor podcast, we did lots of Thor puns. And like, we needed a horse and everything.
Another.
This. Meow. I like it. For some reason, Bede, like, kept, like, not being on the podcast, so he kept getting replaced. And the next episode we did was the gaming podcast with Harry. Yes. And,
Silly Mitchell.
Brian Kerr. We talked about King of Kong and Chasing Ghosts and how Brian Kerr creams his pants over Donkey Kong Kill Screen.
If anyone's interested, there's a talk. Why do I sound like Jeff Goldblum?
Hi there.
Jeff Goldblum might be able to play Brian Kerr in the movie.
Absolutely.
See, no one could predict that Dr. Grant would suddenly jump out of a movie. see, another example.
I can't read or write.
Good for you.
Anyway, that was a really fun podcast.
It was.
I think the next one, I think Bede returned again, and we did a crossover with Sam and Mike when they were doing the Screening Room podcast, and we talked about the top three unsung performances. Mm-hmm. And I do think that you actually said Christopher Lloyd in a movie.
No, I said, but interesting enough, Marcy, as one of my picks, I talked about a Christopher Lloyd performance and a Val Kilmer performance. Yeah. So
which one was the Val Kilmer performance?
It was the
Frozen today.
The Doors.
Ah.
So there's a bit
that foreshadowed our event. Oh my god! I might need to listen to this podcast again.
Indeed, it was like foreshadowing.
Who said Hayden Christensen in Shattered Glass?
Yeah, that was Sam.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who said Kevin Bacon?
That was me.
Who said Laura Dern? Was that me?
I think
it would have been.
I think it might have been you or Sam. I can't remember.
All right. And then you disappeared again because Logan and I did another podcast. Look at this picture.
So you did actually invite me to some of these podcasts.
No, that's not true.
I was actually away. You just didn't invite me.
No, you were away. I know you were away.
Well, some of them
I reckon you were. Some you just pissed me off and I said, no, you're not coming on. Look at this picture. I can't stop laughing.
That's a horrible picture. That freaked me out so much the first time I saw it. I'm like, whoa.
Anyway, oh shit. We did another trilogy podcast. And we talked about Jurassic Park and the Karate Kid. And I think we reenacted the Karate Kid many times.
Yeah, and basically we just said how we didn't like the middle entries, but we liked the first and the third, although I know people in this chat room, this podcast will disagree with us about
stuff. Yeah, because we don't really like
Jurassic
Park. So
we should just probably
too.
Move on to avoid confrontation.
Yeah.
How dare you make fun of the sequels? Ah. All
right, the next podcast was number 69, which is fitting because I called it Fassbending.
Don't get dirty on us, Marcy.
This was the Fassbending First Class and Super 8 podcast. I think we had Kupka and Steve, aka Dead Anchoress, on the show. That was his first time on, and we reviewed X-Men First Class and Super 8. And I think Bede was the only one who wasn't blown away by Super 8, and we all absolutely.
No, I mean, I was blown away
class.
Until the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, but you still suck.
Yeah, well, I actually had legitimate, like, criticisms, and, you know, I'm not the only person who actually...
That's because you all suck.
I do not suck.
I eat you. I eat you all.
Wow.
I eat you, Bede.
I actually will step up to the plate and take side with Bede, because I wasn't...
You both suck.
I was actually...
Mercy. Cut them off, please.
I do very much like the movie. I just felt like the last 15 minutes were just... wasn't sure what JJ, I think AJ Abrams wasn't sure what the hell he was doing. Like, for crying out loud, JJ Abrams, were you making an evil alien or a good alien? Decide, damn it.
Well, he could still be bad yet, you know,
but
frightened
he was eating
and...
people. I couldn't sympathize with an alien that was eating innocent people.
An alien that we've held against its will for 20 years?
Yeah, but
I think
more than... I like to think of... I think I said on the podcast, Marcy, I like the thought of Super 8 as, like, the prequel to War of the Worlds. Like, he goes back to his planet, gets his homeboys, they come back and, like, blow the shit out of everybody.
That could work.
I can't stop staring at this gif of Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy, like, sexy dancing. I know,
doing the jig on there. Yeah, I like McAvoy's better. Looks like he's about to have a heart attack.
He's trying to be Spider-Man.
Anyway, after that podcast, we did a director's edition with Steven Spielberg, which was me, Bede, Nick, and Pat. And
I am not worthy.
I do remember that someone brought up Munich, and I watched it that night, and I didn't realize it was 3 hours long.
Yeah, it was. That was me.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That was a great movie.
And I talked about how I felt AI, artificial intelligence, is like one of Spielberg's most underrated films.
100%. I actually think he would have done it better than Kubrick.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll move on before Nick makes me even more.
Yeah, accurate. We're taking up heaps of time, so I'll speed through some of these podcasts. We did 71, we did films from 82, which we had Sam with us, and I think we talked about The Thing, Tron, E.T., Blade Runner.
There was a lot of good shit that came out that year.
We had some really good discussions. I think, was that the Fitzcarraldo that we had a really long conversation about?
Yeah, that was that, and also White Dog.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I am going to be so busy next year with tributes. Because next year, 1982 would be the 30-year mark for Blade Runner.
Yep, will be. 72 was mid-year viewing report, which I think was just Bede and I, and we talked about the movies we'd seen, the disappointments, best actors and actresses. And Bede apparently continues to butcher the English language. Which I wrote.
That was
highlight.
On the previous episode.
No, it says, does Bede continue to butcher the English language? I think you kept fucking up what you were saying.
Yeah, well, you were making me nervous, Marcy.
God, you're a weirdo.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah, the next podcast I had was an interview with a guy called Brad Kilmer, who was in the Showgirls sequel, and he sang some songs to me on the podcast, and that was fun. Then the next one we had the Harry Potter edition, which might have been after we saw Deathly Hallows.
Part 2.
Yeah. Because that was Logan and I, because Bede hadn't seen it yet.
You like Harry Potter in review.
Yeah, I think we talked about all the movies, and I posted this hilarious picture, because this is when I started getting into Spider-Man memes.
Memes?
And, oh my god, this was the podcast where we had a confusion over what a stag was. That was pretty funny. I think I said, yeah, stag. It's like a porno film, a stag film.
Want to go to a stag?
After that, I think, where were we? July. Kupka and I did a special Saw podcast where we actually sat and watched all the Saw movies and then we reviewed them and talked about them. On the podcast. I think we might have, listed our favourite movies, characters, and traps and stuff. That was a fun podcast. After that, we did the first Movie Exchange Club podcast, which we should be doing again next month, hopefully. That was with Sam and Mike, and basically we just gave each other films to watch. So
yeah,
we picked a film for, each other, so we had three to watch, I think. Yeah. And Bede got, 2 4-hour movies to watch.
Never again.
I
watched one because one of them was Lawrence of Arabia, and then another one that Sam recommended me to watch was even longer than that movie.
That was Love Exposure.
Yeah,
but I got Daniel Craig naked in a movie, so that was good.
I sent you once.
You gave me once, which I really liked, and I can't remember what did Mike get me to watch. He got me the Daniel Craig movie. Then what did Sam get me to watch?
I don't remember.
I seriously don't remember. Alright. Good memory, Marcy. After this, I had an interview podcast with Christy Hemme, the wrestler, or former wrestler. 73 was Captain America, Fuck Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Which, who was on? I think that was the four of us, actually.
Yeah, I remember that was shortly after Comic-Con.
And you told us how you saw Chris Evans. I was like, fuck off. How dare you?
You know what? No one knew he was going to be there. That was kind of the... Because it was opening up in 3 theaters simultaneously, and we were the first public screening, but we had no freaking clue that he was there. It was, holy fuck.
Very lucky.
I should have put out my hand for the high five, but I didn't.
You should also, don't forget, Marcia, this is like the first, this episode marked the first time I introduced facial.com to the world.
Facialbook.com.
Facialbook.
Jesus, Bean.
Come on my face.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's gross.
Well, thank you, Logan, for the detailed...
yes, oh, now God, we know what Logan secretly wants.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah. The episode after that, we did the Awfully Good edition, which was where we finally got Jason Adams on the show.
Yeah, that was one of my favourite episodes.
That was a lot of fun. We actually spoke, like, overall for, like, 5 straight hours. And we talked about, like, Skeletor and Liberace having sex and their baby would be the golden bat.
Yes.
And I can't remember if we talked about it on the podcast or after, but there was Balloon Farm.
That was afterwards.
Yeah, that was fucking creepy. But we talked about some really hilarious things. And I do remember we asked why Uwe Boll and Bruce Campbell were on the Awfully Good scale. 75 was with... I did that with Copco because you weren't around. And we did top 5 favorite TV shows, which we picked TV shows that have already, like, been done.
Yeah, pretty much. I think it was, like, shows that have already finished up.
Yeah, because I said I think Oz was my favorite show, and I was really surprised when Copco said that Quantum Leap was one of his picks. Then 76 was a comic book film roundup, which had, again, the 4 of us. Yep. So we talked about, like, Thor, Green Lantern, Captain America, X-Men, all those movies. And then I think we looked ahead for, like, The Dark Knight Rises and all that stuff. Remember fuck all about that podcast. Next we did the audio commentary for No Holds Barred.
That was a fun one.
Who the fuck was in on this podcast?
That was Pat and Mike Batchelor.
Ah, that's right, because we had our Canadian wrestling fans. That movie was disturbing. look at this picture of Hulk Hogan. Oh my God, look at his face.
Oh, well, I'm not going to bed tonight.
Oh my God. Look at this one's even worse. If listeners want to go back and look at these.
I'll tell you about it a bit later, Marcy.
Oh, okay.
I think we missed an episode earlier, Marcy.
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. Why am I looking at that?
I'm going in order, Bede.
Yeah, but I think there is one episode that we forgot to talk about because I think you forgot to put it under the podcast banner.
Oh, what was it?
Probably the greatest audio commentary of all time, Commando.
Have we gotten to it yet?
I think it was before.
It was way before. It wasn't this year.
It was this year, but it was. That was this year.
That was last year.
That was this year. It was like.
Well, maybe I just didn't put it on there, but yeah.
It was before Mortal Kombat.
That was afterwards.
Maybe I just didn't put it on the page because I can't see it on there.
Yeah.
No, neither can I.
Okay, well,
let's talk about that one for a second.
All right, well, we also did the Commando commentary, which was right after Arnie came out with him having sex with the maids.
Yes.
Oh, God, how many maid jokes could we possibly
make? I know, all we did was maid jokes.
My favorite gag of the whole thing is Arnie trying to constantly hide behind objects that he was clearly much bigger than. Look at the hype idea.
Oh, that has been one of my favorite commentaries. And it was so hilarious, in fact, that I actually made a pretty awesome 2-part best of video of that commentary.
Yeah, very funny.
So you can, like, watch it with, with the commentary over the video and, like, at some of the more funnier parts. And I think in the last probably 10 minutes of that commentary, I started to go all robotic.
Marcy and I are just pissing ourselves laughing. Yeah.
And also, there was a joke in the commentary that had to be, for the first time ever, had to be bleeped out.
Oh my God.
That's how bad it was.
And we'll never mention that joke again, so if anyone wants to know what it is, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Unless you call it secret. No.
Yep.
That was an absolutely hilarious commentary. For
and we
sure.
just did Arnold impressions just throughout the entire time.
For that the entire funny. Thing.
Yeah, but everything sounds funnier when you do it in Arnold's voice.
It's true.
Look at me, here I come.
Yes. Anyways, after anyway. That, what came after the...
Anyway, 77 was our Deborah Reed interview.
One of my favorite ones of the year.
And Bede was so nervous. It was really funny.
I was like, hee hee
hee. Yeah, it was a really, really fun podcast. She was very nice. She answered all of our weird Troll 2 questions. And it was a real pleasure to actually talk to someone from Troll 2 and someone's as nice as her. And that was really awesome. I don't know what else to say about it. It was just a really awesome podcast.
I have to say, Marcy, if you told me like a year before we did that podcast that we would actually interview Deborah Reed on the show, I probably would not have believed you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. After that, we did a Batman podcast yet again, where we had that was Lisa Logan and Harrison. And Harrison scared the shit out of everyone when he, like, came on. And he, like, spoke too loud and was doing a Batman impression. We talked about all sorts of weird things, like the Batmobile looking like a penis and Poison Ivy's original concept art. And, yeah, I think I lost it over how hot Michelle Pfeiffer was as Catwoman.
And there was more. Mm. And then there was more Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
And there's more Morgan Freeman.
Then we did a podcast.
Where are the other drugs going?
Yeah, then we did a podcast about vampires, and you guys got really mean. That's all we'll say about that podcast.
That was more Nick.
Excuse me, you were just as nasty.
Yeah, I was trying not to be.
You guys were just
mean. I wasn't
mean.
Trying to be nasty either. All I said was I don't like that freaking movie.
But you were mean the way you guys went about it. But anyway, we're moving on. Episode 80 was a horror talk. We had Eric Wachowski on the show. And we talked about all sorts of weird stuff. I think we didn't really have a structure for the podcast. But I remember we talked about all sorts of horror movies and stuff. And I think he recommended a few horror movies to watch, and I did end up watching those. Which was, I think, Spider Baby and the Abominable Dr. Fives. I can't pronounce the name. After that, we talked to... we had Mike Catalano back because he had a new book. So we talked about his book called My Little Sister's a Zombie. And the main character, for the record, is named Logan. So Logan should read that book. Then we did audio commentary again for Braindead, which was our Halloween audio commentary, which we did with Matches and Kopka. And... I don't remember much about the commentary. I just remember, like, I think I was out of sync with everyone and there was a rat monkey.
Yeah, you were like 10 minutes out of sync.
Or yeah, and there was, like, hilarity, whoops, with that movie. Then Logan, Harry, and I did a 3-hour convention podcast.
I know. That was very long.
Yeah, we talked about, like, dressing up at the conventions and all sorts of stuff and how they should make it better. Then we did Why Haven't You Seen These Horror Movies Part 2,
which I
wasn't
there.
Weren't there for, Mark. That was the very first podcast that I wasn't there for. So you had Nick, Bede, AJ, and Dom.
I think Nick and I did a very good job of taking over for you while you weren't there, Marcy.
Yeah, I should hope so.
So are you saying you haven't listened to it yet?
No, I did listen to it.
Okay. I was
going to
say.
The episode after that was we recorded live, so Bede was actually at my house and we recorded a podcast. I don't remember a thing about it.
We blew people's minds, Marcy.
Yeah, I don't know. I remembered, like, pretending to punch you and stuff.
Yeah, and Nick kept writing it. He was like, your favourite Canadian, and I said Brian Adams.
That was pretty funny.
Sizzles.
Then 84, because you... couldn't be fucked doing a podcast, so I asked...
Oh, my birthday that day, so...
Yeah, whatever. I had asked Kopka and Clever Guy to fill in, and we talked about John Carpenter. I think we just picked, like, 3 movies each, and we got into this, like, discussion about what was Kurt Russell's best role, and an awkward moment when Sean said that it was Gabe Cash, and I was expecting him to say, like, a John Carpenter character. Awkward moments on podcasts are funny when, like, they're unexpected. I think that was just basically a wank fest of a podcast, which is good because John Carpenter is awesome and so is Kurt Russell.
A wank fest.
Yes.
Oh my god, this is taking forever. I'm like, we gotta like have this podcast an hour, but there's like so many memories. All right, so after that, we did A Nightmare on Halloween at Camp Crystal Lake, where we had first time guest Josh Langland, aka the Horror Guru, and we all picked horror franchises. Bede had Friday the 13th, I had Nightmare on Elm Street, and Josh had Halloween. And we had some really interesting discussions. That was a really solid podcast. I enjoyed that. 85.5 was Logan and I discussing the mid-season, it was a mid-season break for The Walking Dead for season 2. So we talked about the first 7 episodes. And shortly after we did this podcast, I started reading the comics, and I think my opinion might have changed a little bit.
Right, didn't it?
Totally. Oh, I'm like breezing through this like really fast. 86 was we talked about a documentary each with Sam. And we talked about some really disturbing content. when we talked about like some movies and other movies we'd watched and Sam's very disturbing pick for a documentary. 87 was the only difference between me and a madman is that I'm not mad. Which is what I called it, which is me, you, and Todd Crawford, who was a first-time guest, where we talked about surrealistic horror, but then we just started talking about all sorts of weird stuff, and I think we said that the podcast was the equivalent of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, so I made, like, the funny picture of me and you as indeed. I'm Dr. Gonzo and you're,
I am Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, you are. and then the last podcast was a Christmas commentary that I did, as a last minute thing, which was for Christmas Vacation. So that's our year of podcasting.
Indeed.
Do you need a breather there, Marcy?
I think so. Now, because this podcast isn't long enough, we are going to talk about...
me. That's good.
Fuck no. Why do we want to do that for?
Well, it's all about you. Let's go back.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies.
No, we are going to wrap up the year, like the year of film that we had. So just going off of like US releases... we can go like quickly month by month. I think mid-year is when we'll have more to say. Because January and February are dump months, so nothing exciting ever really gets released. And just looking at the releases for January, where Season of the Witch, Country Strong, The Dilemma, The Green Hornet, Barney's Version, The Heart Specialist. What the fuck is The Heart Specialist? Never heard of it. No Strings Attached, The Way Back, The Company Men, The Mechanic, The Riot, From Prada to Nada.
So January is a pretty shitty month.
Yeah, I mean, well, the only things that I saw were, like, The Dilemma, which was okay, Barney's Version, which was amazing, and The Company Men, which was pretty good.
The Way Back also came out that month, which was fantastic.
I did mention that, but I haven't seen it yet, which is weird, because it does star Jim Sturgis. Oh, I saw The Riot, which I actually liked. Shit. So yeah, January was kind of lackluster. February had The Roommate, which I haven't seen, Sanctum, which was boring as fuck, Waiting for Forever, never fucking heard of it, The Eagle, Romeo and Juliet, just go with it, just a Bieber, go fuck yourself, Cedar Rapids, Big Mamas, go fuck yourself, I'm Number 4, Unknown, Drive Angry, Hall Pass, and something called Grace Card.
Hall Pass was hilarious.
I enjoyed Hall Pass as well.
Although I couldn't figure out just why they needed a Hall Pass, but it was still, still funny.
And who needs a Hall Pass for Jenna Fisher?
I don't fucking know.
Or Christine Applegate.
I'm sitting there thinking, you guys fucking retarded? Like, you need the Darwin Award.
I also enjoyed Unknown because, it's Liam Neeson just being a badass.
Hurting people.
Yeah, hurting people.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I did see Drive Angry, which was okay.
Drive Angry was pretty good.
I'm Number 4 was okay.
Never seen it.
That's all really about. That's about all it. I saw. I wanted to see Cedar Rapids, but I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Well, so we all know you wanted to see Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Yeah,
I was about to say, you probably went to see it there, Abby.
I was actually confused because I thought it was a James Bond film.
Never Say Never again.
James Bond.
Yeah, I just went to the movies and vomited all over the film canisters and off.
Now, March had some bigger films.
Yeah, we've got The Adjustment Bureau, Beastly, Rango, Take Me Home Tonight, I Saw the Devil, Ironclad, Battle Los Angeles, Mars Needs Mums, Red Riding Hood, Another Hood, Jane Eyre, Kill the Irishman, Limitless, Lincoln Lawyer, Paul Win-Win Diver, and Wimpy Kid, Bead Wants to Watch the Movie, Sucker Punch, The Fifth Quarter, and Hobo with a Shotgun.
Indeed, I will watch Diary of a Kid, Roderick Rules.
He's a sucker-style figure.
Yeah. I Saw the Devil was probably my favorite of that month.
I Saw the Devil is in my top 10 of the year.
Yeah. Haven't seen Rango yet.
I haven't seen Rango either. I saw the Devil, Battle Los Angeles was okay. Jane Eyre was really good. Michael Fassbender for the win. Limitless was really good. Lincoln Lawyer was also really good. Paul was absolutely hilarious. And Sucker Punch can go suck my fuck.
What was that?
I turned to my...
I said Sucker Punch can go suck my fuck.
How exactly does Sucker Puncher?
Well, see, that movie is, like, pretty underrated, in my opinion.
No.
It is.
It was good. Not as good as Edgar Wright would have it be, but it was good for what it was. I liked it.
I turned to my buddy after he saw, like, Battle Los Angeles, and I was like, I turned him up to the theater, I was like, I will not leave you behind! Fucking I was like, if I hear one more inspirational speech in the next 5 minutes, I'm gonna fucking explode.
Well, I'm not going home.
We're not gonna lose!
I have to be honest, though, with all since I saw that movie, I've sort of grown less and less like it. I kind of dislike it more now, to be honest. Like, it's all right, but I don't know. I just didn't find it that hilarious.
I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
I thought Bateman was hilarious.
Like, it has some funny moments, but it felt like it was more like trying to appeal for geek audiences and all that. It was like trying too hard to do that.
I didn't really think so.
2 hours of Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. That's all I needed.
Yeah. I know, but it just didn't feel like it was up to their standards, to be honest.
Oh, no, it wasn't nearly as classic as Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz. But
I actually didn't want to kill Seth Rogen, so that was a plus.
And the alien actually looked pretty legit.
Mm.
I thought Seth was hilarious as the alien. I don't know.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, he was. It was like the first movie I didn't want to kill him in. So.
And Sucker Punch, well...
Well, that's a movie I think people will look back 20 years from now and think, you know, that's actually pretty underrated. Well, I think so. Well, I mean, I think there's a lot more to that movie that I think most people aren't actually looking at.
Well,
I've read some really interesting articles and all that.
That could just be people reading too much into it.
You'll see there's the thing. Like, I mean, even Zack Snyder himself has said, you know, it's not as complicated as people are, you know, making it out to be.
You know, I think there's at least more to it than that. And also I found it more entertaining than most of the films that were released.
You know what? Right. During the action scenes, I thought the movie was incredible. But as soon as they went back to the asylum, I was like, oh, fuck, here we go.
I found that stuff pretty good, to be honest. And I think the cast did well.
I read somewhere that people were, like, wondering why this is a movie about female empowerment and they're running around in their underwear.
Yeah, I know.
One of the articles I read brought up something interesting about that, but, you know, that would take forever, but I'll have to show you guys a bit later.
Yeah, my main problem, though, and I'll just say this quickly, how can she imagine worlds that would have absolutely... She couldn't possibly have imagined all the worlds that her mind escapes into in that time. There's no way. Like, the futuristic robots, the, you know, the Apache helicopters, all those things, none of those things existed at the time. How could she possibly have imagined all that?
It's really like a reality-based movie, though.
I know, but it's like, you know, your mind is the ultimate escape, and I'm like, she's escaping to a world that she couldn't possibly know exists. I don't know, I don't know where Snyder was going with the movie.
Well, I think I think there's a little bit more to it, but you know, that's a whole different discussion altogether. So we'll just move right along.
In March, I thought the surprise movies, like the movies that I didn't think I'd like that I did, were Limitless and The Lincoln Lawyer.
I actually caught Limitless at the gym, and it was actually surprisingly good. Yeah. I really liked it.
It was a really decent, like, they were both really decent movies.
Any movie that has Abby Cornish using a little girl to fight bad guys with is, like, worth the price of the
Yeah, game. It is. so...
Limitless.
April, we had Hop, Insidious, Source Code, something called Queen to Play, not whatever that is, Super Wrecked, The King's Speech actually came out in America in April, that's weird, Hannah, Soul Surfer, Your Highness, American, The Bill Hicks Story, Born to Be Wild, Conspirator, Rio, Scream 4, Atlas Shrugged Part 1, I didn't even know that came out, African Cats, Tyler Perry and some shitty Madea movie, Water for Elephants, Greatest Movie Ever Sold, When Harry Tries to Marry, don't know what that is, Dylan Dog, Fast Five, Hoodwink 2, and Prom.
Exporting Raymond as well, that was another one in April that was fucking hilarious.
I saw Insidious, Source Code, Super, obviously The King's Speech before that, Hannah.
Super was really good, bizarrely good.
Yeah,
Conspirator was Scream by 4. Far the best movie of that month.
I think so. What else did I see? Scream 4, Greatest Movie Ever Sold, Dylan Dog, Fast Five. I mean, Fast Five was a lot of fun. I think, yeah, Hannah was the best movie of that month with Insidious and Source Code and Super.
Source Code is so fucking good. I was watching that again the other night. Mm. What a great... I really wish that it could get a Best Original Screenplay Oscar. It was just at least a nomination. I just thought it was that good.
It was. Conspirator was a solid movie as well. I don't know if you guys want to add anything.
Fast Five had, in my opinion, some of the best action sequences of the year.
As silly as they were.
Yeah. It's a really silly movie, but it's really good.
Oh, I think it's a silly movie. I mean, where are you going to see a movie where, like, they attach a car to a safe and they flying across the city, like smashing in the buildings.
It's so brilliant. Yet, I mean, I remember watching that in the theater. I'm like, the fact that they got it out of the wall
made
me piss myself laughing.
It's pretty funny.
Let alone the rest of it.
Mm.
I was like, that is a meme if there ever was. I think that's actually worse than the fucking nuke the fridge.
But there's like little to no CGI in that movie, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's an impressive movie. Like, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
That was one of the hits. May, what the hell, Jumping the Broom, I don't know what that is, Something Borrowed, Thor, The Beaver, Bridesmaids, Priest, Pirates of the Caribbean, Stranger Tides, Midnight in Paris, Hangover 2, Kung Fu Panda 2, and Tree of Life.
Kung Fu Panda should have been nominated for a Golden Globe. Why? Because it was the best sequel, probably after Shrek, that DreamWorks has put out.
Heard that. I remember, like, I read the Blu-ray review for it. I think it was Blu-ray.com. Guy gave it, the actual movie itself, 5 stars.
Yeah. Really good sequel. Really? Very good sequel.
I haven't even seen the first.
Yeah, I haven't seen the first,
The first one is pretty awesome.
I've heard.
You need to, like, maybe just watch
it. I mean, the first one, the animation is a little rough, but the second one, they really, like, clean it up, and it's a lot of fun. And you have Gary Oldman as a villain pigeon. Like, really? You can't lose.
Yeah.
Hangover 2 was a bit of a disappointment.
Hangover 2 was shit.
I think we all universally agree that Thor was awesome.
Thor, yes. Awesome. Thor, we know how much I love Thor. The Beaver was actually a surprisingly good movie. Bridesmaids, I thought, was really overrated.
No, I think it's the funniest movie I've seen this year.
No, not even close.
Salvation Boulevard, that's my favorite comedy of 2011.
Fucking movie. Bridesmaids was the movie I wanted Paul to be. Like, in terms of, like, humor and also heart and everything. Which I felt that movie lacked.
I think they're too tight, like,
totally. Oh, yeah, it's two different types, but I mean it's in terms of, like, well, this one made me laugh more and made me care more about the characters.
There. I didn't care about the characters. I didn't laugh.
Yeah, that's
pretty
mixed
things on Bridesmaids, but I don't know. I'll have to check it out. But yeah, actually, I wasn't expecting a raunchy comedy from Paul for some reason. I don't know. The trailers I thought
Paul was way more hilarious than Bridesmaids, even though they're different movies.
Okay. I haven't seen Bridesmaids yet, so I can't comment.
I think the best movie of the month, and for me, was Midnight in Paris. That is one of my favorite
films. I heard really good things about that movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's my first Woody Allen movie I saw at the cinema, and that it was packed, and everyone in the audience was laughing. It was hilarious.
I think my top movie for that month was Tree of Life.
Mine was Priest.
Yeah.
You can tell by my laughter that I'm kidding.
Yeah. So
that was almost as bad as Legion.
So June, we have X-Men First Class. Beginners.
There was a Michael Fassbender movie?
X-Men First Class, Beginners, The Lion of Judah. I don't know what that is. Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer. Go fuck that movie. Super 8.
I'm Heather Graham.
The Art of Getting By. I don't know what that is. Green Lantern, Mr. Popper's Penguins, Bad Teacher, Cartoon, A Better Life, and Transformers, Dark of the Moon.
Yeah, baby.
So, for me, the best movie was X-Men First Class.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
X-Men was the best comic book film of the entire year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I still haven't seen, Beginners. I really want to see that. Super 8, Tops, Green Lantern, Disappointment.
Transformers 3 was more of the same. However, I did enjoy it only because I'm not a big Megan Fox fan. I know I'm going to upset people out there, but I guess...
You're not alone.
The Rosie chick didn't really do much either. I mean, the ass shot in the beginning was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty... Well, like, when she popped, in the Oval Office, when she's got the glasses and she's trying to look professional, I was fucking pissing myself in the theater.
Yeah, she was very unconvincing. But no, I thought the movie was okay.
Oh, it was fun.
You know, there's more problems with it now, but...
Fun.
And yeah. The 3D actually looked really good.
The 3D was good. They actually kept it really well lit, so that was
I didn't good. See it in 3D. I missed out on that.
I saw IMAX 3D opening day or some shit. Should we go
Green Lantern wasn't horrible, but it could have been a lot better.
It just needed a much better script.
Very polished. Yeah. And Peter Sarsgaard's character needed to go.
Yeah, you either need to concentrate on him or concentrate on Parallax, not both. Like, have one, not both.
I think get rid of Sarsgaard's character, because I honestly had no sympathy for his character. He was just irritating. He was like the annoying kid that wants attention. look at me. And it was like, I don't care. There's a giant galactic turd coming towards the planet. You know, that's more interesting.
It was just a major disappointment. We go to July, we have Larry Crown, Monte Carlo, The Perfect Host. I really want to see that. Horrible Bosses, which I actually thought was more funnier than Bridesmaids.
No, I didn't even think it was that funny.
Zookeeper, Go Fuck hysterical. Itself. Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2, Winnie the Pooh, Snowflower and the Secret Fan.
Look how much he says poo.
Captain America, The First Avenger, Friends with Benefits, Another Earth, Horrid Henry, The Movie, Cowboys and Aliens, Crazy Stupid Love, The Smurfs, Attack the Block, Devil's Double and The Guard.
The Guard is one of my favorite movies of the year.
I tried Brendan Gleeson to deserves
the Golden Globe.
I went to watch it, but I just wasn't in the right mood, so I got to watch it when I'm in the mood to watch it. I
fucking laughing my ass off.
I like Cowboys and Aliens.
I still haven't seen Cowboys and Aliens.
I do not get the hate at all. I was watching it again the other night. Love it.
It's just a really good, it's a really good Western sci-fi. I mean, Harrison Ford back, not to say, as Indiana Jones, obviously after Indiana Jones, he, kind of just, not as Harrison Fordy as we like him to be.
Yeah.
And he just, came back, he had, a lot of spunk, and Daniel Craig was good, and...
Plays one of my favorite badasses of all time in this movie. I think most people seem to think that it was too slow in the beginning, but I'm like, but that's what a fucking Western is.
Exactly.
It's a build-up character.
I had no problem with it being slow. I just felt like a lot of the secondary characters in that movie weren't developed at all. I mean, Sam Rockwell's character could have easily been out of the movie because, it's a one-note character that he plays. And there's plot holes galore in that movie. And after a while, I just sort of, even though I thought it was all right, but after a while, I just sort of got a bit bored by the end of it.
Still I don't know, I stayed thrilled with it. It's just one of those movies that just grabbed me, I don't know.
Captain America on a second. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, like, I love the first half, and yeah, the second half was like the weakest part. But anyway, it's your turn, Logan.
Captain America. I think when I discussed it, I had a problem with it, but it really, really grows on. It grew on me with the second viewing, and obviously, everyone knows my love for Hayley Atwell. So
yeah,
it just helped.
And Neil McDonough actually in a good movie. yeah. But the best movie of July was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Actually,
Attack the Block.
Harry Potter is better than Attack the Block.
I loved Attack of the Block beyond words.
That's when Attack the Block came out. I still have yet to see that.
Attack the Block is a really fun movie, but Harry Potter is way better.
Well, I think, for me personally,
Harry Potter was fantastic.
For me personally, Captain America for me was my favorite movie of the month. And, like, I did very much like Harry Potter, but I always felt like it would have been a much stronger film to me if both Part 1 and Part 2 were cut together.
Yeah,
but it's too long. I can't do that.
I know that, but, I mean, like, trim the fat from both movies and just, like, edit it to... I mean, it's the Harry Potter films. They could have easily made it into a three-hour movie if they wanted to.
Easily.
Yeah. But that's
I
just
still
me.
Thought the movie was fantastic, though. I thought it was... a brilliant finish to a brilliant series.
I agree. But, like, I do like the Harry Potter films. I'm not the biggest fan, but I do like them.
Because you suck at balls.
No, but anyways, but for me, Captain America was my favorite of the month.
All right, well, now we're into August. The Change Up, which for me was the worst Hollywood film of 2011.
Oh my god, I'll never forget getting the emails from Marcy. This fucking movie sucks.
The movie, the first like 5 minutes, a baby takes a shit on Jason Bateman's face. That describes the entire movie.
I think Ryan Reynolds is better than that too.
They're all better than that.
Everyone,
like,
Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's what the movie is like, getting a baby shitting on your face.
Yeah, but that sounds like real life.
God. Anyway, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, The Whistleblower, The Help, Final Destination 5, Glee, the 3D movie, haunts it. 30 minutes
Rise
or less.
Rise of the Apes goes in my top 10.
Hello, I'm trying to read these. 30 minutes or less. The In-Between is Conan the Barbarian, Fright Night, One Day, Spy Kids 4, Columbiana, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, Our Idiot Brother, and The Debt.
Let's see. What?
Don't interrupt when I'm reading the list, because I'll smack you.
I don't think I saw any movies in August.
You didn't see Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Nope. There's a lot of movies I gotta catch up on.
That might have been my favorite of the month, easily.
Brilliant.
Apparently it was a big surprise.
It was a huge surprise. Well, considering the Tim Burton's magical piece of shit remake, it was definitely... the trailers didn't really make it look that great, but holy shit, I remember finishing it, I was like, I can't believe it. Like, this is going to finish in my top 10 of the year. Let alone be that good.
Yeah, it's a really, really good movie.
The Help sucked. Couldn't stand that.
I love that movie. I thought it's actually my favorite of the month, The Help. I actually rewatched that again the other night, and I still found that just as good as I did the first time.
I don't know. Rubbed me the wrong way.
Fright Night was actually a very strong... horror movie and remake. I really liked it.
Is it weird that I actually enjoyed the new Conan more than the Arnold Schwarzenegger one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very weird.
I mean, like the first one was all right, but it just felt a bit dull at times. But I actually had more fun with this one, even though I know the story isn't as good as the
That's
first
because
one.
Morgan Freeman narrated it.
Indeed, Morgan Freeman would like. Narrated out of a phone book, and I would have been like, thinking that it was the best movie ever.
I do really want to see The Debt. That looks really good. And Our Idiot Brother.
30 minutes or less is boring as hell.
I want to see Our Idiot Brother because I just love Paul Rudd.
Senna was brilliant.
Was that out that month or not?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
how come it's not on my list?
It was very limited at the time, but
because my list has limited and wide. It's not on the list.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, I'm looking at the Joe Blow list.
Oh, because Senna definitely makes my top 10 of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So September, I'll go through September. Poly 18, Shark Night 3D, A Good Old Fashioned Orgy, Bucky Larson, Contagion, Creature, Warrior, Drive, I Don't Know How She Does It, Straw Dogs, The Lion King Re-Release, Birkenhair, Abduction, Dolphin Tale, Killer Elite, Moneyball, Red State, Puncture, Weekend, Courageous, Dreamhouse, 50-50, What's Your Number, Margaret, and Take Shelter.
Drive, yeah, best of the
Drive.
50-50.
Once Drive. Again, another empty month for Fowler.
Catch up! No.
Mustard! Ask Ketchum!
Yeah, no, Drive, I'm sorry, but 50-50 for me, best of the year.
Haven't seen it yet.
Followed by Drive and Take Shelter as well.
Yeah, Take Shelter, runner-up. Contagion is another really good one as well.
I need to watch Contagion.
But Marcy, don't forget Abduction.
Oh god, best movie of the year.
Not my face!
And I haven't seen it yet, but I must watch Dolphin Tale because it has Morgan Freeman in it.
I'm here to talk about dolphins. And get
it is the best movie about dolphins you'll see this year.
You know why? Because I never read the story.
Oh, I forgot. Weekend, which I saw recently, that actually might be on my top list because I think I gave that like 4.5 out of 5.
That's not Mr. Dolphin.
Warrior definitely tops my list along with Drive.
Yeah, Warrior was pretty solid.
Yeah, Killer Elite was like the biggest lie in terms of trailer to actual movie.
What was?
The Killer Elite with Jason Statham and Clive Owen. It like shows it off in the trailers as this huge mano a mano Clive Owen.
But it's like a drama, isn't it?
It's like complete drama, and De Niro is in it for like a total of 5 minutes. I wasn't a bad movie, but it was definitely.
You could say the same thing about Drive, because someone went so far as to like sue them.
Yeah. Actually, The American is the one I'd fucking sue for.
Excuse me. October. We had a movie called Football Flair. I don't know what that is.
And it had Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
And he's still acting?
Okay, so we had that. We had The Ides of March, Real Steel, Human Centipede 2, The Way, The Big Year, Footloose, Thing, Chalet Girl, The Skin I Live In, Rosewood Lane, what the fuck? Trespass, Johnny English Reborn, The Mighty Max, Paranormal Activity 3, Three Musketeers, Magical, Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, Norman, In Time, Prison Boots, Rum Diary, Anonymous, The Double, and Like Crazy.
Real Steel, my favorite of that month.
Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
I'm actually surprised Luke's got good reviews.
I loved Real Steel.
I didn't really see much that month, but the best one I did see was actually Anonymous. You would not think that Roland Emmerich directed that movie. There is like only one small action scene in that movie.
You should see the reviews that I read of that. They were horrendous.
What's that?
That's what I thought, yeah.
The reviews I read of it were horrendous.
I've read just as many good like, if I had to say anything negative about the movie, it's just because, like, the way the movie's structured, it actually has flashbacks within flashbacks within flashbacks.
Yeah, that's a bit...
Oh, that's irritating.
at first it's a bit jarring, but you sort of get used to it after a while, but there's actually some good performances and it actually sort of becomes compelling as it goes along.
Oh, the future lizard of Spider-Man's in this movie.
Yeah.
Actually, it was because of this movie he got the role in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's awesome in it.
The Ides of March was really good, by the way. The Thing was an abomination on everything.
Won't see it, refuse to see it.
I will watch it, and then, you know, I'll decide.
I can't believe the harassment I got over saying that movie was shit.
Indeed, I have to watch it for Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Yeah, even she's not that great in it.
Your girl. Whatever.
Puss in Boots was really good as a spin-off. I didn't see The Rum Diary, which I wanted to, but I don't think it's even out here.
The Rum Diary was hilarious. I loved it.
And I still want to see The Skin I Live In, which I guess it's come out here, so I might get to see it.
Red State as well. That was officially released on...
Yeah, I still haven't seen the whole thing.
Pretty good, although it has no likable characters of any kind in it.
Yeah, that's true.
It was hard to root for anybody.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Like, even if you have characters you don't root for, it doesn't make the film any less compelling.
No, I'll tell you what. When I was watching it, I had to keep reminding myself that it was a Kevin Smith film.
I know, it doesn't feel like a Kevin Smith film.
No, it doesn't. The way it's shot, the way the dialogue, the people who are in it.
Actually, I have to say that Michael Parks, in my opinion, is my favorite supporting actor performance of the year.
Him and Albert Brooks for me are neck and neck, although I have to say I think I give Albert a bit of an edge.
Because it's like casting, I mean...
It was against type, yeah.
And that's exactly it, and that's why I think they were so good.
Margin Call was a really good movie as well.
Margin Call was really good, but I think one thing it really suffered with was explaining what the fuck was going on. It had a really, like, okay, I understand a lot of the, you know, subprime mortgage stuff. I understand what was going on at the time, but all they kept saying is, oh, look at this number. Oh, that number's awful. Well, how can we clean that number up? And I'm thinking, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Mm-hmm. What number? What are you trying to clean up? They didn't explain enough to the audience. And I'm like, I'm not saying you have to treat us like we're, you know, like what Jeremy Irons says, talk to me like I'm a child.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that, but at least explain a little bit about what you're talking about.
Anyway. So November...
Real Steel was definitely my favorite in that month.
November, my viewing kind of went off a bit because having a time or money to see movies, and a lot of these haven't even come out here. So Tower Heist, A Very Harold and Kumar, 3D Christmas, Immortals, J. Edgar, Jack and Jill, Melancholia, The Descendants, Happy Feet 2, Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 1, Arthur Christmas, Hugo, The Muppets, The Artist, A Dangerous Method, and My Week with Marilyn.
I didn't say anything this month.
I saw Breaking
Everyone knows what movie Dawn. I love from this month.
Yeah, I saw Breaking Dawn Part 1 and The Muppets.
Yeah, Logan, how dare you love Jack and Jill?
I'm sorry,
Jack and Jill went up the hill. All I saw was J. Edgar. It was all right.
Like, you kind of wonder if these people, like, who, like, read the script are, like, they're like, I really just don't like when people say they just did it for the paycheck. It's like, really, like, do you not take pride in what you're doing? Really? But these people, like, actually, I got a text from someone a while ago when Grown Ups was out. So when did Grown Ups come out? Just, I don't think anybody wants to remember Grown Ups, so never mind.
Fuck.
She was like, well, I prefer, like, recent Adam Sandler's, like, Grown Ups and, you know, to old school Adam Sandler. Like, Grown Ups is the funniest Adam Sandler movie ever. And I'm like, I think Adam Sandler's last good film that I actually like, and even he wasn't really in it because it was a cartoon, was Eight Crazy Nights.
Which was funny enough on the awfully good list this week.
Yeah.
For Joe Blow.
I like it.
I thought it was pretty funny, although... I don't think anything will ever touch Happy Gilmore. I don't care. Even Billy Madison doesn't even come close in my
opinion.
And
Singer's
I still
good.
Love that movie. It was okay. It gets a little old by the end. But for November, though, the only thing I saw was J. Edgar, and it wasn't bad. I don't think it deserves all the nominations it's getting, but I think the makeup fucking killed it, to be honest with you. I thought the makeup was so bad at times, I was like, wow, seriously, Clint, you really let that pass?
Yeah. Well, I really want to see A Dangerous Method because A, it's David Cronenberg, and B, it has Michael Fassbender.
I call it a mustache ride, of course.
I want to see, like, Hugo the Artist, but these things are not out here yet. I just see The Muppets, which was awesome. God love the Muppets.
I wasn't raised on The Muppets, so I really don't think I want to see it.
I don't know anything about the movie. Sucked. I thought it was horrible.
And surprisingly, I didn't give a really bad review to Twilight Saga.
It's
still not a good movie, but...
I thought you hated it.
I gave it 2.5 out of 5. It's a much better effort than the previous films.
That's generous.
Mm.
Yeah. That's like, it's not that bad.
It is that bad, it's just better than the other ones. They had the right people behind it to kind of make it work a bit better.
So it's like vomit as opposed to shit?
Yeah, something like that.
Melancholia was fantastic.
I thought you just said you hadn't seen it.
What's that?
You just said you only saw J. Edgar, and then you just said Melancholia was fantastic.
No, I'm saying that month I only saw... No, I saw Melancholia 2 weeks ago.
Well, then that counts as being of that month release.
Yeah, but I didn't see it that month.
That doesn't matter. We're going through the releases of those months.
Marcy, stop arguing.
Yeah, but you can't say that. We're going through the months. You either seen it or you haven't. You
guys, it's Christmas.
It's past Christmas. It doesn't matter now.
No, it's well, 12 so... days of Christmas.
Anyway,
let's go to December. Obviously, we're going by US releases. So there's Answers to Nothing, Shame, which I'm dying to see, obviously. New Year's Evil, I mean Eve, The Sitter, Tinker, Taylor, nice. Soldier,
Why can't I see that movie?
Young Adult, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, Sherlock Holmes 2, A Game of Shadow, whatever. Sure, I'm trying to talk and you guys are talking over me.
Sorry,
no,
we're not.
Oh, Carnage, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, The Adventures of Tintin, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, We Bought a Zoo, In the Land of Blood and Honey, The Darkest Hour, Warhorse, Extremely Loud and Close, and The Iron Lady.
Haven't seen it in a month yet.
I love, obviously, this is the only movie I've seen in December, but Mission Impossible, awesome.
Awesome.
Like Brad Bird, first live-action directorial debut, if you will. Great job, great chemistry between the cast. Kind of a weak villain. They didn't really have like a strong villain character.
I don't think it really even had a villain, to be honest with you. I think it was like a group of villains that all interlaced to become one villain. It was no Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's I think that's the one like thing it that the third movie had over the fourth.
Yeah, but Simon Pegg was awesome. Jeremy Renner was awesome. Paula Patton. Gorgeous. Oh. Her boobs looked awesome in IMAX. But yeah, really just a good time and really strong for a fourth entry in a franchise. I think, and I said to one of a fellow schmo, Paul and Max, it's really weird to see a TV show, like, you know, movie based on a TV show have such a long running franchise. And I have to admit, I mean, like, people think Tom Cruise is crazy, whatever, but, you know, he holds his own. And he did, you know, he does really good work with Ethan Hunt, so.
He is so passionate, and that's why the movies are so good. Every movie he does is so good. Yeah, he's a little crazy, but, you know, still it's haven't seen the girl. He actually cares about his role. I still haven't seen The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I haven't seen Tintin.
Well, I should hopefully be seeing Tintin tomorrow. Everything else just pretty much isn't out here. Like, Shame isn't out here till February.
Shame is not up here at all, I don't think.
Sherlock Holmes is not out till next month. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is not out till next month.
Tinker Taylor is not out here.
It's not out here till next month. So, yeah, I guess the next month I'll be watching a lot of things.
I heard The Darkest Hour was shit, so I won't be seeing that.
Yeah, that's a bit of a disappointment. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, like, the year in movies. I wrote a list of, like, my top, movies. It's pretty much just, like, what I gave 5 stars, 4.5, 4 stars kind of thing. They're only in, like, ratings order. I haven't, like, actually listed, things in an actual order. They're just in, like, ratings order. So, my top movies of the year, and I've included some that I saw at, like, festivals and whatever. So I got Drive, I Saw the Devil, Harry Potter, and Deathly Hallows Part 2, 50-50, X-Men First Class, Meek's Cut Off, which it had a limited release in the US and Australia, but it wasn't on that list for some reason. Pearl Jam 20, which again had a one-day release in the theater. Senna, Tabloid, Snowtown, Tree of Life, Take Shelter, Martha, Marcy, Me, Marlene, Tomboy, which was at the festival, Super 8, Cold Fish, which I think it had a limited run, but again, it wasn't on the list. Barney's Version, Captain America, Thor, Warrior, and Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and Weekend. So, until I see more, I mean, that's pretty much my list will shape up to be something like that. And I don't know if anyone has anything else to add. So.
Well, you probably won't be able to see my official top ten of the year until probably either late January or early February, because I'm way, way behind. I'm catching up on a lot of movies, especially this last 4 months because I've been so busy. But I'm definitely going to spend the next few weeks getting around to watching like a lot of the some of the movies that you mentioned on yours, Marcy, as well as other personal picks I want to check out to see that if they all make it into my top 10.
Mm.
Yeah, so that January is going to be a very, very busy month for me in terms of films.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Definitely, if just for wrap up, I can't say there's been a single movie this year that's blown me away as much as Drive has. So that movie's almost a life changer in terms of how wonderfully done it was. And I think, and I get so sick of hearing everybody say, "Oh, it's been a shit year of movies, another shit year of movies," and it hasn't been.
As far as I can see, I haven't seen everything. Like, I haven't seen Drive. No. I haven't seen Warrior, 50-50, but it's like what I've seen. It's been a really solid year for movies.
It has. There's going to be shit every year. It's just a fact of life. But Bucky Larson, and I can't even believe that movie was even released. But
yeah, for real.
Yeah, and another Adam Sandler brain fart. But it's been an awesome, really awesome year. Even though technically I've still got four or five movies still to see from it, but. Oh, yeah, and War Horse, that's another one. I still haven't seen that either. So, lots to catch up on.
Yeah. But 2012 will be even bigger, which we'll talk about on a future episode.
Yeah.
Oh, crap, what a year this is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much this is a wrap for our podcast. Our last podcast of the year. So, with that, Beaton, I would like to thank every single guest we've had on the podcast. We'd like to thank all our listeners for listening. We want to wish everyone a happy 2012. And thanks to Nick and Logan for joining us for this episode.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us on.
You're welcome. Sophie's
very happy.
And thanks for continuously interrupting me, because I really enjoy that. But with that, thanks to everybody. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for, making the podcast the biggest year we've had so far. Hopefully next year will be even better. So with that, we wish everyone a happy new year and thank you very much. So catch you next year or in a week's time or whenever our next podcast is. So see you later.
Peace.
Bye.
See you, everybody. Later. And Morgan Freeman says goodbye.